Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
You see this guy here staring back at you?
Yeah.
That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
You've made no progress. None. You never moved. You might even be further from your goal than you were. Why? Why did you let that happen? It's because you lost sight of that long-term goal.
People want to find peace immediately. You're going to find peace from going to war with yourself, because we all got shit. We all got shit. People look at me. The reason why my story resonates with people, because I don't hide. I'll tell you exactly who the fuck I am. I will admit to it. People are great at hiding. So they want to just find peace. No, you gotta take your fix whatever's up in you. Don't just shove it under the rug. Fix it, and then you'll find some peace later.
It is a shame for a man to grow old without seeing the beauty and strength of which his body is capable.
We all know what's right and wrong, and it's set in stone. We all know when we're relaxed, exactly the person we want to become. The question is, do we believe we can become it? Without that belief, every journey, we'll run into a debate. A debate is when pain starts to fill the body. You weigh the temporary pain versus a lifetime of pride. What are you gonna do? How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to ever find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret. Right now, it's your choice.
You have to change some things, or nothing will change.
I have led a toothless life. A toothless life. I have never bitten into anything. I was waiting. I was reserving myself for later on, and I have just noticed that my teeth have gone.
A lot of people wait for perfect conditions to start, but don't realize that starting is the perfect condition. Your teeth can get sharper and stronger, too, so that he's saving himself to use his teeth, but he could have had all of his teeth at the end if he had been using them the whole time. Mm-hmm. And so we have this idea, but thinking that you're going to have this one shot, this one pick of this one opportunity, this one podcast, this one whatever, that's going to take you all the way. But it's the habit of biting that takes you all the way, not where you choose to bite the first time. Waiting to begin never got anyone anywhere.
Don't let your laziness and your sweet tooth override your long-term goals and your long-term commitments, the love you have for your wife and your own daughter. What you do isn't just about you, it's about the people you care about. And it's the same for all of us. It isn't just about you. You can let yourself down, whatever. Don't let your friends and your family down. Stay on the path for them.
There is this strange feeling that one is not yet in real life. For the time being, one is doing this or that. But there is always the fantasy that sometime in the future, the real thing will come about. It's also known as deferred happiness syndrome, the common feeling that your life has not yet begun, that your present reality is a mere prelude to some idyllic future. This idyll is a mirage that'll fade as you approach, revealing that the prelude you rushed through was in fact the one to your death. There really isn't any other time. There are things that I can't do now that I could have done before. It is going, for both of us, it is going to get linearly harder to build muscle. For the rest of time, it's never going to be as easy as it was 10 years ago to build muscle. And you go, okay, well, that's an argument for starting sooner. And the same thing goes for becoming more psychologically healthy, for becoming more balanced, for becoming more wealthy, for investing in good habits, friends. Oh, God, Christopher Hitchens. It is a melancholy lesson of older life that you can no longer make old friends. Find your people now. Find your people right now and become friends with them. Find your habits right now and start doing them.
Just get started. Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action. 1 second can actually become an eternity. That's how much you can flex. You can hesitate for 1 second to get started on something, a workout, a project, a task, something that you know you should do. You can hesitate for 1 second. That 1 second of hesitation, all of a sudden it turns into 5 seconds, and then 10 seconds, and then 10 minutes. And then just like that, you drifted into the eternity zone. 1 second became an eternity because something that was gonna happen is now never gonna happen, ever. Why is that? Because you hesitated. You hesitated. So don't take that chance. Instead, take action. Take action. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. You've had enough damn rest.
Now we're outside right now. Why are we outside? Because we want to transform, man. So why are we gonna do what we're gonna do? We're gonna get a little more motivation. We're gonna tell them out here that we're here to win. This is my time! Get in line! That's how you do it, guys. You commit to something. You tell everyone about it. And no matter what, they honk and cheer for you. They get behind you. Instead of being one of those subjective nature losers in life that beats you down because you're doing better than them and you're reminding them of their failures. And here we start. Get the mind right. The body will follow. Tell the world. Get a goal. Achievable goal. And then day by day by day, you start to do that goal to make it the reality, guys. It's not guesswork. It's a science of intensity. And if you don't have the intensity, don't come in.
So many of you are your own worst enemy, and it's what I want to talk about this week. Let me ask you a question. How's that working out for you? I mean, so far, how's it worked out being your own worst enemy, being so difficult, so hard on yourself, beating yourself up so often, the negative self-talk, the negative self-thoughts. If being hard on yourself worked, it would have already worked by now, right? And one of the things I think we have to ask ourselves is what I'm doing working? You know, how's this working out for me? And so far, not so good when you're really difficult on yourself. You would never talk to other people the way that you speak to yourself. You teach people how to treat you. You teach other people how to treat you with what you're willing to accept, with what you're willing to tolerate, and you teach yourself how to treat you. And for many of us, since some age we were at, and I, you know, you could draw a line for almost all of us. Some of us it happened much later in life. Some of us it started happening in childhood. We started treating ourselves poorly. And if we treat ourselves poorly, how are we ever going to ask other people to treat us well? And by the way, whatever your belief systems are, you all know that I'm a Christian, but I also believe in inspiration. I believe in vibrational frequency. If you're not treating yourself well, how do you expect the universe to treat you well? How do you expect to have good things come your way when you don't even treat yourself well? You know, It's probably the number one mistake that I see people make. That's their invisible enemy, is themselves. So they go into things like I do when I speak on stage, and ironically, sometimes we're the most difficult on ourselves and the things we're actually the most anointed and best at. If you were to ask me, what's the area of my life that I am probably the most hard on myself, the most abusive to myself? I will tell you that it's my public speaking. That when I get off the stage, I think maybe three times in my life has someone asked me, how did you do? And I said, very well or great. But probably 15,000 or 30,000 times, depending on how many times I've spoken on stage, I've said, not so good. I should have done this. I could have done that. Okay. Or terrible. And then I spend a bunch of time lamenting the things I said that I shouldn't have, or things I forgot to say, or things that didn't go well. You know, the other area that I'm very difficult on myself, if I step back and look at it, is in parenting. Yet, kind of if I step way away from it, I'm a pretty good parent. So it's ironic that sometimes we beat ourselves up in the number one place that we're the best at. And here's what I figured out. You know, as a person of faith, I believe in the adversary, or you can call it the devil, whatever you want to be. And if you don't believe in any of that, it could just be negative and positive. And I can tell you that I believe the adversary or the devil attacks us and our thoughts. And when we begin to listen to our thoughts, we're really doing the work of the bad guy, the dude downstairs. Or if you don't believe in any of that, negative vibrational frequency. It attacks us in our thoughts. But when God's working on us, he speaks to our hearts. He speaks to our spirits. And I've learned to stop listening to my thoughts. Because that's where I'm attacked. That's where you get attacked, is in your thoughts. But if you can get quiet and listen to your heart, that's God speaking to you. Remember this, God talks to our hearts. The devil talks to our minds. If you don't believe any of that, highest vibrational frequency is in the heart, heart center. Lowest vibrational frequency is actually in the mind. And the thing that vibrates at the lowest possible frequency is a lie. And so when you tell yourself a lie about yourself, you are now reducing your vibrational frequency. Not only is it not true, not only does it beat you up, not only does it program your reticular activating system to find more bad things about you or have you make more mistakes, but you're reducing your vibrational frequency because it's not true and it's a lie.
Yo, we all are great. We all should think that we're great. There's no reason for you to not think that you're great. If you don't think you're great, ask yourself why. Why don't you think the highest of yourself? When you do, people have no choice but to follow suit. You have no choice but to follow suit.
Begin to listen to your heart, that whisper, that quiet voice that you have to be still or quiet to hear, and drown out the noise, the vast majority of which that noise is being created by you in your mind, or the adversary in your mind, and it's a lie. Here's the bottom line. It's not working out so good for you. And you need to begin to separate your behavior sometimes and your choices and or your performance from who you really are.
Do you have problems in your life that you're not addressing that you could solve? And the answer is yes. And it's an easy thing to figure out. You sit on your bed one morning and say, okay, there's some things that need to be done that I don't want to do, that I could do, that would make things better by the end of the day. What are they? Well, your conscience will deliver those suckers no time flat, man. And then you might have to say, okay, well, how do I entice myself into doing a few of those? And if you ask, instead of trying to force yourself to do it like you're a tyrant and a slave at the same time, you can usually negotiate with yourself so that you'll start to sort those things out.
So there are 7.5 billion people on this incredible planet of ours, but do you know how many of them you're responsible for? Truly? One. You see, while you're busy taking care of everybody else, who is it that's taking care of you? You were given one human being, one mind, one soul, one body, one life. We are so bananas focused about what people who know nothing about what's going on in your life think. And what happens is you can get so concerned about the opinions and the judgments of all these other people that you're taking care of and that you're being nice to, that you forget about the one person's opinion that actually matters, and that's yours. And when silencing yourself and being way more concerned about about what everybody thinks becomes a pattern, you are holding yourself back. You don't go after your dreams because you're way too caught up in what everybody else is thinking. For every person that's got a side eye or an eye roll or an opinion about what you're doing, I promise you, when you make the decision to live your life for you, the right people will find. Is this going to be easy to chart your own path, to hear what people have to say, but not let it define what you do next? It's going to take a little bit of practice, but once you make the decision to live your life for you, I promise you, everything will fall in place.
So it's important, because the thing is, you have a practice domain, right? There are things that are within your grasp that you could fix. Fix them, and you'll learn. You'll learn, because it's harder than it looks. Fix them, and you'll learn how to fix things, and then something else will beckon as another problem that you could fix. You know, you all have your problems. What does that mean? Like, there's an infinite number of problems in the world. Some of them happen to be yours. Why is that? I don't know exactly. But you have your problems. Great. Solve them.
I'm going to teach you how to be vulnerable, because that's the only way you fix yourself. I want you to learn that the only way you grow is how to look at yourself and say, okay, like I did. Table longer than this. What the f- I have to do to get somewhere? There was nothing good on there. Nothing. Yeah, I love playing basketball. I left that out. That's something I love to do. I don't care about that. That didn't make the list. Because the list that I had to live by was the very list that was to get me at this table with you. To talk to you, to the normal human beings was I once was, about how you can get somewhere and how it looks. It looks very ugly. There's no passion, there's no motivation, there's no, oh my God, man, it's every day of your life just doing. No passion, no discipline, no motivation. Yeah, all these words, I hate that so many people use these words now because it's watered. It's someone sitting in the room by themselves and they figure themselves out and say, God, this is gonna suck. Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just did. I said, maybe at the end of this journey, there'll be something there for me. If not, I can read. If not, I'm 185. You're living. How do you want to live? How do you want to die? How do you want to be remembered? That's it. That's it. Period.
Life. What is life? What the f*** is your life? Are you happy with it? And if so, is just the intake and outtake of breath that makes you put a smile on your face? That's something your mother gave you. You even earned that. What have you done with your life to make it something else besides the normality of everybody else? The intake and the outtake of what you call life is nothing more than time. And unless done something with, it's forgotten about. There's no footprint of your existence left for anyone else to follow. Life is time. And a life that's remembered, where a footprint is followed behind in footsteps of inspiration and motivation, is when time is met with opportunity and action. They collide to be a life of remembrance. The problem is, most people don't have a plan. And without a plan of your own life, you become the plan of someone else's life. You're not running the day. The day's running you. The differential between those people is belief. One person with belief overrides 100 people with just intent. Intent is thought process, thinking, wargaming it, never putting a foot forward, never putting their face or their name to the fire. Belief is going after and figuring it out along the way.
Just go do something. Like what you did by taking a job when you would show up at a gig and you'd be working there Tuesday through Sunday and then take a day job and work 9 to 5. That is more hustle and more hustle mindset than anything you're ever going to get out of an Anthony Robbins book. Like that is like just doing it. Just doing it makes you do more. Like do more hard shit makes you do more hard shit.
Yeah.
Understand that you want it bad, so you're willing to put into work and do things you don't want to do. It's what makes you have that confidence that you know how to push through. And the mentality that I'm the type of dude to get shit done.
Like, I'm not going to waste my day just sitting around a hotel room. No, I'm going to go to work. I'm going to work all day. I'm going to drive 5 hours and keep that radio gig. And then drive 5 hours and spend 10 hours of the 24 in a day in a goddamn car to do gigs. When you went through Buds, do they teach you how to think, or do they show you by example? Like, they don't teach you how to think. They just show you. They harden you through all that work. And through all that work, through that insane hell week, all the shit that you have to do when you're going through Buds training, the 6 months of breaking you down and building you back up, they teach you you could do anything just by making you do anything. So you will understand how you can pass your limits. What you thought your limits were are no longer your limits. That's what I feel like is missing from a lot of people that are getting into motivational this, motivational that. They ain't doing shit. You got to go do something. That's the number one thing, right? Is action. Take action.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
So many times in my life where I knew I needed to do something and then I filled all this extra time not doing that thing. And then the moment I did it, I was like, wow, that took way less time than I thought it was going to take. And not only that, it took way less time than it took me to delay to actually get to this point. And if I had only started with just doing what I was supposed to do, I could have done 4 or 5 other things that I was also supposed to do by this exact same point. And so thinking about it from that perspective, I've tried to eliminate as much time between I think I should do this thing and beginning doing it. And I think you get this positive reinforcement cycle that occurs every time you start. I call it pulling the thread. It's like, I just need to start pulling the thread. And then all of a sudden what feels really unknown becomes very tangible. And you're like, oh, I understand the 6 problems I have to solve to do this big thing. But now I know the problems. And then it feels like you can wrap your arms around it. And then you can start taking it one bite at a time. The distance that we can shrink between wanting to do something or thinking something should be done and it being done is a direct indication of our personal power in our lives. And so that has helped me basically think, don't be a powerless bitch. Just shrink the gap. And I think that's why a lot of my little like personal hacks of waking up and then trying to shrink the time between when I wake up and when I start working and shrinking the time between one task and the next task. Like, you don't need to take 30 minutes of getting ready to start working. Like, you can just start working, because as soon as you get into it, you start pulling the thread and you're like, oh, here it is. And all of the time that I was getting ready to work, I was just using up my best brain power time on things that truly don't move the needle at all.
All these people who you look at, who have built the things that you want to build, who have become the kinds of people that you want to become, all of those people were afraid too. All of those people had doubts just like you. All of those people had a little dialogue inside their head, said, what if it doesn't work? What if I do this and everybody laughs at me? What if I do this and everybody makes fun of me? What if I do this and I fall on my face? They all had that, and guess what happened? They did fall on their face, and everybody did laugh at them. But every single time they f***ing fell, they got back up. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's the truth. Nobody has built what it is you want to build. Nobody has become what it is you're trying to become without pushing through the same things that you're dealing with now. They don't have more talent. They don't have more skill. They were just willing to be laughed at, and you aren't. What makes you so special that you think that you're going to be able to accomplish what they've accomplished without going through that process? In fact, that's pretty f***ing arrogant, isn't it? You think you're so special that you get to skip all the hard parts and the universe is just going to line up for you and everything's going to be easy? You think that you get to skip all the parts where everybody laughs at you and everybody makes fun of you and everybody says that you're stupid and crazy and never going to be able to do it? You think you're going to be able to skip? Why? What makes you so special that you get to skip that and everybody else had to go through it? That's what you don't understand. The shit you want to become, the life you're trying to build, that's the price you're going to pay. And everybody's paid it. F***ing everybody. Everybody you look up to has paid that price. What makes you think you're not going to have to pay it? You're going to have to pay it, guys. It's required.
If we think about success in terms of layers, like foundations, right? The base level, like when you're digging the building where you put the hole and you pour the concrete in, the base of the entire thing is, who is in power? Who is source? Because if it's anything but you in that base layer, all of the other things on top of them will topple down. It's a foundation of sand otherwise. You can't build on top of blaming other people. There's nothing that stands on it. You see, like, I want to learn sales, but I can't learn sales because I didn't get hugged enough as a kid, and so I don't like people. And so as long as you keep holding on to that, you have sand as your foundation. But if you want to learn how to sell, or you want to learn how to market, or you want to learn how to do whatever, until you say, well, it's my fault that I don't know it, and because of that, it's within my power to change it. At the very beginning, you have to accept that, which is the first two words, my fault, my responsibility, all me, I am source. And then once you can accept that one thing, and what's crazy is that that one foundation is where 90% of people literally aren't. They're not there. They can't do it. The reason my girlfriend left me is because of this, not me. The reason I lost my job is because my employer was a dick. My boss sucked. Whatever, the economy. But it never serves you. Like, give me one instance, one example. This is to anyone who's listening to this. One example of when you blame something else and it made you better. One, you can't find it because it's fundamentally not true. And so you cannot both desire to get better and also maintain blame. You have to pick.
Most people are missing something because they don't know who they are. They never examine themselves. They've never done this experiment on themselves. The lab rat, we're all lab rats. But you're also the scientist. You create your own self. Most people are missing something because there's so much trapped in there. I don't even want to say potential. I think that's word used out too much too. There's so much in you that God or whatever the hell you believe in, or if you're an atheist, in you that you have not unlocked. That you walk around with this gorgeous wife or great husband and all this money. You're like, God, I feel like I'm missing something. Yeah, because it's about 75% of you is still fucking in there. Still chained up because you just didn't want to find your willpower. Didn't want to find your soul, your will, your heart, your determination, your guts, your courage. And what that looks like, it looks scary. Scary to wake up every day and say, I'm stupid, but I want to figure out a way to be smarter. Versus saying, man, I just can't do that. So you limit this box. So your box becomes so small of things you can do. My box wasn't even a box. It was a little little pinhole. And then through examining myself, getting some willpower, some courage, it became bigger than this table. But that's what we all do. That's why I wanted to come here today and talk to you about real shit. Not no like hacks. There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. Real problem. I can understand you misunderstand me running down the street, shirt off. This, no, yeah, I can get it. I get it. If you misunderstand what I'm saying right now today, the problem is you. And you don't want to fix it.
If nothing changes, nothing changes. And yet, somehow we expect things to change. We expect things to change. You think you're going to get in better shape. You think you're going to get more money. You think your relationship is going to improve. You think you're going to get promoted. You think you're going to get a raise. You think the world is going to get better without you doing anything. But it isn't. Nothing is going to change unless you change what you're doing. Change the junk food that you're eating. Change the time that you wake up. Change what you do when you get out of bed. Change what you do with your time. That's what you need to do. You have to change some things or nothing will change. So make changes and start little. Get up a little bit earlier. Get a workout done. Doesn't have to be epic. Doesn't have to be epic. You don't have to do a 3-hour leg day. But get up and get something done. And how about you plan your day? How about you plan what you're gonna do in the day? How about you bring your lunch to work with you so you don't have to eat a slice of pizza or a damn burger and fries? How about you change what time you get to work by showing up 10 minutes earlier? and you square your gear away, or you dial in your tools, or your desk, or your workspace. That's what you need to do. You make those little changes, those little habits that you have to change them, those bad habits. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised, the little things, the little changes, they add up and they become big things. Change the little things, and over time, you can change your life.
Another long rehab! It's my first week back running after about 6-7 weeks. I know a lot of you don't understand me. I don't give a shit. But one thing I found out, I'm not the smartest in the world. There's one thing I do know, is life is relentless. You better keep coming back from all your failures, all your doubts, all your shit. You better keep fighting, keep getting up. Never lay down for shit. That's one thing we should all agree on. If you've been broken once, you know how that shit feels. That means, try and break me again. One thing in life, suffering has no expiration date. It don't give a if you're black, white, poor, rich, where you come from, how you were raised. It will keep coming after you. Stay hard.